we all will stand in judgment for every single word that we have spoken. One of these days we all will stand before the Lord and give a reason for everything.
Israelites, both near and far, praise Yahweh, and may his remnant be edified. This is part one of Trust. This study will cover all the verses that show what trust is, what trust means, and how it's used in Scripture. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Trust is found in the Word Studies menu. This study on trust goes with another study on believe. These two word studies on trust and believe were originally one paper, and it was called Faith. It has been split into three studies. Faith, trust, and believe are not the same thing. They generally mean the same thing, but the original languages do not use them interchangeably like the English does. So we'll start with this first study on trust. I trust you'll like it. Trust is a noun, a belief that someone or something is reliable, good, honest, or effective, etc. Trust in Jesus gets us nothing. Yes, he is reliable, good, and honest. But what if you trust in the wrong Jesus, such as Jewish Jesus or Black Jesus? It matters what and who you trust in. You can trust your mechanic, or doctor, or politician, and still get screwed. Trust is an arrangement in which someone's property or money is legally held or managed by someone else or by an organization, such as a bank, for usually a set period of time. We can say that we are the property of Christ, and his prophets, apostles, disciples, and watchmen are the managers of our eternal affairs. Our mortal lives are the set period of time in which we must prove our trust in his laws, his ways, and him. If we spend all our time just believing and just trusting, when he returns, we will be cast out. But if we imitate the example that he showed us and do the commandments he gave us, we will demonstrate our trust in him, which is the fidelity or matched quality of loyalty, which is the faith of Christ, which is trust and reliance of our Father's promises. He relied on the Father and trusted in his plan. Trust is an organization that results from the creation of a trust. The assured reliance of our eternal future with our kinsman redeemer in the kingdom. The very beginning of the Bible is the setting up of a trust. In Genesis 1:26, Elohim gave man, Adam, dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over all the earth and every creeping thing on the earth. When Adam and Eve took from the tree of knowledge, they handed over their dominion, property, and inheritance to the devil. It's the same thing when we do not live according to the way, follow Yahweh's laws and instructions, and abandon our trust in the Father, and put our trust in something else, not Yahweh. Usually, that trust is in material things, worldly lusts, the other races, and ultimately, the Jews. We have become adulterous and left Yahweh for other lovers. And that other lover hates us. Just look at how the Jews own everything now and make all the rules and all the profit. We are left with nothing, and if our people remain in ignorance and worship a fake Jewish Jesus, then they will be raptured. Raptured with the wicked on a flight straight to the lake of fire. The full definition of trust. Assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. We can be assured and rely on Yeshua and trust in his promises. Trust is one in which confidence is placed. We can be confident that we can rely on the rewards of following his example. Trust is a dependence on something future or contingent, hope. Trusting that by following his example, our eternal lives are contingent upon the quality of our commitment and allegiance to him. Hope is a desire of some good, accompanied with at least a slight expectation of obtaining it, or a belief that is obtainable. We can expect good things when we put our trust in him and demonstrate our trust by our actions, which is living a Christian life. Trust is a reliance on future payment for property delivered. We can trust that if we live according to the way, we will be delivered and be placed into position of sons, receive our Shekinah glory, which is our incorruptible bodies, and enter into the kingdom. Trust is a property interest held by one person for the benefit of another. Only through Christ can we obtain our spot in the kingdom. Believing in him is not accepted as payment. Try buying something with a belief. Hard-earned money will buy gas, groceries, and a house. Hard-earned obedience will honor Yahweh and benefit your admittance into the kingdom. Trust is a combination of firms or corporations formed by a legal agreement, especially one that reduces or threatens to reduce competition. The combination of all 12 tribes of Jacob Israel agreed on the law and the covenants with our Father. The strength of our trust in Yahweh exterminates the competition. On the other hand, if we do not put trust in Yahweh, then we become corporations of the wicked one, whose goal is to reduce the competition by getting us to work for him and trust in his abominations and pleasures. Trustworthiness is a moral value, regarded as a virtue, behavior showing high moral standards. If you follow in the example of Christ, you are trustworthy. You have moral conviction in your trust of Him. You are a true Christian, and your behavior shows the high moral standards of being a child of the Most High. On the other hand, if you trust in church doctrine and a Jaime Jesus, then your moral standards have no compass. Trust is a charge or duty imposed in faith or confidence or as a condition of some relationship. Yeshua Christ was charged by Yahweh God with the assurance and confidence to carry out His will, and He did it perfectly. Our blessings come with conditions. Our confidence of entering the kingdom is directly related to our duty during this mortal test. Trust is something committed or entrusted to one to be used or cared for in the interest of another. It's a responsible charge or office. It's care or custody. Elohim entrusted us to Yeshua Christ, who paid our debts and bought us with a price. When we are given the eyes to see, ears to hear, and true knowledge and understanding of the way, we are entrusted to be shepherds, managers of the family, and charged with sharing the good news with our kinfolk. The King James Perversion and other editions generalizes words. The true meanings and message is lost, and the deeper understanding of Scripture is hidden in plain sight. There are about 8 or 9 words for trust in the Old Testament and 2 in the New Testament. They are H530, emunah, a noun, and means trustworthiness, set office of trust, and trusted or steadfastness. H539, aman, a verb, and means trustworthy, to trust, steadfast, to support or uphold. H540, aman, which is the Aramaic form, a verb, and means to trust. It's only used in Daniel. H982, batak, a verb, and means to trust, have confidence in, seek or hide for refuge, to rely on. H986, bitakon, a noun, and means trust or confidence. H2620, kasa, a verb, and means to seek or take refuge in, or to confide or hope in. H3689, kesel, a noun, and means trust, confidence, refuge, or assurance. H4009, mibtok, a noun, and means the state of confidence, trust. Yahweh is your trust, hope, and refuge. H4268, makase, a noun, and means refuge from danger. In the Old Testament, our ancestors either put their trust in, sought refuge in, relied on, or had confidence in Yahweh and His prophets, or they trusted in their idols and men. Trust is mainly relying upon or taking refuge in Yahweh. Numbers 12:6. And He said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful, or trustworthy, in all mine house." Moses did not get dreams or visions. He got his instructions directly from Yahweh. Numbers 14:11. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, "How long will this people provoke me, and how long will it be ere they believe, or they will not trust me?" for all the signs which I have showed among them. I will smite them with the pestilence, and disinherit them, and will make of you a greater nation and mightier than they." Yahweh was so displeased with the children of Israel that he said he would start over with Moses and his seed. Deuteronomy 1, verse 30. Yahweh your Elohim, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness, where you have seen how Yahweh your Elohim bare you, as a man does bear his son, in all the way that you went until you came into this place. Yet in this thing you did not believe, or you did not put no trust in Yahweh your Elohim, who went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tents, in fire by night to show you by what way you should go, and in a cloud by day. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know therefore that Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful or trustworthy God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hates him. He will repay him to his face. Deuteronomy 9:23. Likewise, when Yahweh sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, "Go up and possess the land which I have given you," then you rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh your Elohim, and you believed, or trusted, him not, nor hearkened to his voice. Deuteronomy 28:52. And he, Nebuchadnezzar, shall besiege you in all your gates, until your high and fenced walls come down, wherein you trusted, or hid for refuge, throughout all your land. And he shall besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land, which Yahweh your Elohim has given you. They trusted in the walls of their city, rather than in Yahweh. Deuteronomy 32:18. Of the rock that begat you, you are unmindful, and has forgotten Elohim that formed you. And when Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, "I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith or trust." They did not put their trust in Yahweh. They sacrificed unto devils and any new god that came up, but not in Yahweh. Verse 36, "For Yahweh shall judge his people, and he comforts himself for his servants, when he sees that their power is gone, and there is none imprisoned or left. And he shall say, Where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted or sought refuge, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices, and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you, and be your protection." Ruth 2:11. And Boaz answered and said to her, "It has fully been showed me, all that you have done unto your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother, and the land of your birth, and are come unto a people which you knew not before. Yahweh recompense your work, and a full reward be given you of Yahweh Elohim of Israel, under whose wings you are come to trust, or seek refuge." Eli was the priest at the time, and his sons were greedy womanizers, and he did nothing about it. So Yahweh slew them and Eli. 1 Samuel 2:35. "And I will raise me up a faithful, or trustworthy, priest, that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him an established house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever." Saul sought for David's life several times, yet when David had several chances to kill Saul, he didn't. 1 Samuel 26:21. Then Saul said, "I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no longer do you harm, because my soul was precious in your eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, Behold, the king's spear, and let one of the young men come over and fetch it. Yahweh render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness, or trustworthiness. For Yahweh delivered you into my hand today, but I would not stretch forth my hand against Yahweh's anointed. 2 Samuel 22, verse 1. And David spake unto Yahweh the words of this song, in the day that Yahweh had delivered him out of the hand of all his hated enemies, and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, Yahweh is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, the Elohim of my rock. In him I will trust, or take refuge. He is my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. As for Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust or take refuge in him. 2 Kings 17:13. Yet Yahweh testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, Turn ye from your evil ways, and keep my commandments and statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your forefathers, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Notwithstanding they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the necks of their forefathers, that did not believe in, or did not put their trust in, Yahweh their Elohim. And they rejected his statutes, his covenant that he had made with their forefathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanity, and became vain, and went after the nations that were round about them, whom Yahweh had charged them that they should not do like them. And they left all the commandments of Yahweh their Elohim, and made them molten images, two calves, and made Asherah poles, and worshipped all the hosts of the sky, and served Baal. 2 Kings 18:3. And Hezekiah did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places, and brake the sacred pillars, and cut down the Asherah poles, and brake in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and he called it Nehushtan. He trusted in Yahweh Elohim of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor that were before him. For he clave to Yahweh, and departed not from following him, but kept his commandments, which Yahweh commanded Moshe. Verse 17. And the king of Assyria sent Tartan, a field marshal, and Rabsaris, a chief eunuch, and Rabshakeh, the chief cupbearer, from Lachish to King Hezekiah with a great host against Jerusalem. And they went up and came to Jerusalem. And when they were come up, they came and stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the fuller's field. And when they had called to the king, there came out to them Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder. And Rabshakeh said unto them, Speak ye now to Hezekiah. Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence, or trust, is this wherein you trustest, or have confidence in? You sayest, But they are vain words. I have counsel and strength for the war. Now on whom do you have confidence in, or trust, that you rebel against me? Now behold, you trust, or put your trust in, upon the staff of this bruised reed, even upon Egypt, on which if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, unto all that trust on him. But if you say to me, We trust in Yahweh our Elohim, is not he, whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah hath taken away, and has said to Judah and Jerusalem, Ye shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem? Rabshakeh did not understand that these high places and altars of worship were not places of worship to Yahweh. It was where the pagan worship had occurred. Verse 23. Now therefore, I pray you, give bargain unto my lord the king of Assyria, and I will deliver you 2,000 horses, if you be able on your part to set riders upon them. How then will you turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants, and put your trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Am I now come up without Yahweh against this place to destroy it? Yahweh said to me, Go up against this land and destroy it. Then said Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and Shebna, and Joah, unto Rabshakeh, Speak, I pray you, to your servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it. And talk not with us in the Judahites' language, in the ears of the people that are on the wall. But Rabshakeh said unto them, Has my master sent me to your master, and to you, to speak these words? Has he not sent me to the men which sit on the wall, that they may eat their own dung, and drink their own piss with you? In a siege they starved the sieged city out. Verse 28. Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Judahites' language, and spake, saying, Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king, Let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of his hand. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in Yahweh, saying, Yahweh will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Rabshakeh goes on to compare Yahweh to the wood and stone gods. When Hezekiah heard the words of Rabshakeh, he sent Eliakim, Shebna, and the elders of the priests to Isaiah. 2 Kings 19:3. And they said unto him, Isaiah, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be Yahweh your Elohim will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living Elohim, and will reprove the words which Yahweh your Elohim has heard. Wherefore lift up your prayer for the remnant that are left in Jerusalem. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall ye say to your master, Thus saith Yahweh, Be not afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria has blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned, and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that the king was departed from Lachish. And when the king heard concerning Tiraka, king of Cush, Behold, Tiraka is come out to fight against you. And the king sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not your Elohim, in whom you trust, deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, by destroying them utterly, and shall you be delivered? And Hezekiah prayed before Yahweh, and said, O Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, you are the Elohim, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the land. You have made the sky and the land. Yahweh, bow down your ear and hear. Open, Yahweh, your eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which have sent him to reproach the living Elohim. Of a truth, Yahweh, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they are no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Yahweh our Elohim, I beseech you, deliver you us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the land may know that you are Yahweh Elohim, you only. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, That which you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. The rest is history. The best thing that happened for Sennacherib, or Sennacherib, was that the records show that he said he had Hezekiah locked up like a bird in a cage, which hides the fact that Yahweh delivered Jerusalem from the hands of Sennacherib because they trusted in him, Yahweh. They had changed their ways and returned to him just prior to the invasion. But as our people repeatedly do, they eventually fell away. Not even 200 years, and they had returned to their sinful ways, and so Yahweh sent Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Reuben and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh went out to the war. 1 Chronicles 5:20. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all that were with them. For they cried to Elohim in the battle, and he was entreated of them, because they put their trust in him. 1 Chronicles 9:21. And Zechariah the son of Meshelemiah was porter of the door of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. All these which were chosen to be porters in the gates were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office of trust. In four quarters were the porters, towards the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren, which were in their villages, were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office of trust, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of Elohim. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shallum, the Korahite, had the set office, or was entrusted, over the things that were made in the pans. 2 Chronicles 19:8. Moreover, in Jerusalem did Jehoshaphat set of the Levites, and of the priests, and of the chief of the fathers of Israel, for the judgment of Yahweh, and for the controversies, when they returned to Jerusalem. And he charged them, saying, Thus shall ye do in reverence of Yahweh, faithfully, or trustworthily, and with a perfect heart. 2 Chronicles 20:17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand you still, and see the salvation of Yahweh with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for Yahweh will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before Yahweh, worshiping Yahweh. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise Yahweh Elohim of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose up in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe, or trust, in Yahweh your Elohim, so shall you be established, or made steadfast or firm. Believe, or trust, his prophets, so shall you prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto Yahweh, and that should praise the majesty of set-apartness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise Yahweh, for his loving-kindness endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, Yahweh set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Nehemiah 9:7. You are Yahweh the Elohim, who did choose Abram and brought us forth him out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gave him the name of Abraham, and found his heart faithful, or trustworthy, before you, and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and has performed your words, for you are righteous. Nehemiah 13:13. And I made treasurers over the treasuries, and Shelemiah the priest, and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedaiah, and next to them was Hanan, the son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were counted faithful, or trustworthy, and their office was to distribute unto their brethren. 1 Maccabees 2:61. And thus consider ye throughout all ages, that none that put their trust in him shall be overcome. Job 4:17. Shall mortal man be more just than Elohim? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his messengers he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, which is a metaphor for our body, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. Job 8:13. So are the paths of all that forget Elohim, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose confidence or refuge shall be cut off, and whose trust or state of confidence shall be a spider's web. The Septuagint has, for his house shall be without inhabitants, and his tent shall prove a spider's web. The Hebrew reads, whose confidence shall break, and a web of a spider shall be his trust. Zophar replies, Job 11:13. If you prepare your heart and stretch out your hands towards him, if iniquity be in your hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in your tabernacles, and you shall be secure, or you shall trust, or be confident, or bold, because there is hope, or expectancy. Yea, you shall dig about you, and you shall take your rest and safety. Job 13:15. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain, or correct, my own ways before him. When we are chastised and punished, it's because we need to correct our ways. If we do this, then we can trust that we will be raised from the dead. Job 15:15. Behold, he puts no trust in his saints. Yea, the skies are not clean in his sight. Verse 31. Let him not trust in, or support, or uphold, falsehood, deceiving himself, for falsehood is his reward. Psalm 2:12. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Happy are all they that put their trust, or take refuge, in him. Psalm 4:5. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust, or seek refuge, in Yahweh. Psalm 5:10. Punish you them, O Elohim. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those that put their trust in you, or flee to you for protection, rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because you protect them. Let them also that love your name be joyful and exult in you. For you, Yahweh, will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him as with a shield. Psalm 7:1. O Yahweh, my Elohim, in you do I put my trust. or seek refuge. Save me from all them that pursue me, and deliver me. Psalm 9:9. Yahweh also will be a place of refuge for the oppressed, a place of refuge in times of trouble. And they that know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Yahweh, have not forsaken them that seek you. Psalm 11:1. In Yahweh put I my trust, or take refuge. How say you to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? Psalm 12:1. Help, Yahweh, for the pious man fails, for the faithful, or trustworthy, vanish from among the children of Adam. Psalm 13:5. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Psalm 16:1. Protect me, O Elohim, for in you do I put my trust, or take refuge. Psalm 17:7. Show your marvelous loving kindness, O you that saves by your right hand them which put their trust, or take refuge, in you, from those that rise up against them. Psalm 18:2. Yahweh is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my Elohim, my strength, in whom I will trust, or take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my deliverance, and my high tower. As for Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahweh is tested. He is a shield to all those that trust or take refuge in him. Psalm 19:7. The law of Yahweh is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, or trustworthy, or established, making wise the simple. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of Yahweh, our God. Psalm 21:7. For the king is trusting in Yahweh, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Psalm 22:4. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you did deliver them. They cried unto you, and were delivered. They trusted in you, and were not put to shame. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted, or sought occasion in, Yahweh, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But you are he that took me out of the womb. You did make me hope, or secure, or trust, when I was upon my mother's breasts. Psalm 25:2. O my Elohim, I trust in you. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my hated enemies triumph over me. O keep my life and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I put my trust, or I take refuge, in you. Psalm 26:1. Vindicate me, O Yahweh, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in Yahweh. Therefore I shall not slide. Psalm 28:7. Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. Psalm 31, verse 1. In you, O Yahweh, do I put my trust, or seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in Yahweh. But I have put my trust in you, O Yahweh. I said, you are my Elohim. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for them that revere you. which you have wrought for them that trust or take refuge in you before the sons of Adam. O love Yahweh, all you his saints, for Yahweh preserves the faithful, or the trustworthy ones, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. The Hebrew ends as, Yahweh preserves the faithful, or the trustworthy ones, and with abundance makes retribution to he who acts with arrogance. Psalm 32:10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusts, or the one trusting in Yahweh, mercy shall compass him about. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his set-apart name. Psalm 34:8. O taste and see that Yahweh is good. Happy is the mighty man that takes refuge in him. Yahweh delivers the soul of his servants, and none of them that trusts or takes refuge in him shall be desolate. Psalm 36:5. Your mercy, O Yahweh, is in the skies, and your faithfulness, or trustworthiness, reaches unto the clouds. How precious is your loving kindness, O Elohim! Therefore the children of Adam put their trust, or take refuge, under the shadow of your wings. Psalm 37:3. Trust in Yahweh, and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and steadfastness you shall be fed. Delight yourself in Yahweh, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto Yahweh. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is our strength, or refuge, in the time of trouble. And Yahweh shall help them and deliver them. And he shall deliver them from the wicked, and save them because they trust, or take refuge in him. Psalm 40, verse 3. And he has put a new song in my mouth, praise unto our Elohim. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in Yahweh. Happy is the man that makes Yahweh his trust, and respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to falsehood. I have not hid your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness, or trustworthiness, and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. Psalm 41:9. Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. Psalm 44:5. Through you we will push down our enemies. Through your name we will tread them that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. Psalm 46:1. Elohim is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 52:7. Look, this mighty man that made not Elohim his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of Elohim. I trust in the mercy of Elohim for ever and ever. Psalm 55:23. But you, O Elohim, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Psalm 56:3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. In Elohim I will praise his word. In Elohim I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In Elohim I have put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. Psalm 57:1. Be merciful unto me, O Elohim, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts or takes refuge in you. Yea, in the shadow of your wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. Psalm 61:3. For you have been a shelter, or a refuge from danger, for me, and a strong tower from the hated enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust, take refuge, in the coverings of your wings. Psalm 62:7. In Elohim is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge from danger is in Elohim. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your heart before him. Elohim is a refuge from danger for us. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Psalm 64:10. The righteous shall be glad in Yahweh, and shall trust or seek refuge in him. And all the upright in heart, in their inward nature, shall glory and shout his praise. Psalm 65:5. By awesome things, in justice will you answer us, O Elohim of our salvation, who are the confidence, or the trust, or the hope, of all the ends of the land, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Psalm 71:1. In you, O Yahweh, do I put my trust, or seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame, for you are my hope, my expectation. O Yahweh Elohim, you are my trust from my youth. I am as a sign unto many, but you are my strong refuge from danger. Psalm 73:28. But it is good for me to draw near to Elohim. I have put my trust, made my refuge, in Yahweh Elohim, that I may declare all your works. Psalm 78, verse 5. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope, or their trust, or confidence in Elohim, and not forget the works of Elohim, but keep his commandments. Yea, they spake against Elohim. They said, Can Elohim furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore Yahweh heard this, and was provoked to anger. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came upon Israel, because they believed not, they trusted not in Elohim, and trusted not in his salvation, though he had commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of the sky, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the grain of the sky. Psalm 84:12. O Yahweh of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in you. Psalm 86:2. Preserve my life, for I am set apart. O you, my Elohim, preserve your servant that trusts in you. Psalm 88:11. Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness or trustworthiness in the place of death? Psalm 89, verse 1. I will sing the mercies of Yahweh forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness, or trustworthiness, to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness, or trustworthiness, shall you establish in the very skies. And the skies shall praise your wonders, O Yahweh. Your faithfulness, or trustworthiness, also in the congregation of your saints. O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, who is a strong Yahweh like unto you, or to your faithfulness, trustworthiness, round about you? My faithfulness, trustworthiness, and my mercy shall be with David, and in my name his horn exalted. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness or trustworthiness to fail. Yahweh, where is your former loving kindnesses, which you swear unto David in your truth or your trustworthiness? We will continue in part 2 of Trust with the Soldier Psalm, Psalm 91. Thanks for listening, and praise Yahweh.
In the valley of the shadow, where my plans turn to dust, when I'm walking through the unknown, in the waiting I will trust. When the sky falls, when the flood comes, let the rushing waters rise. When my soul is worn and weary, and I've got no place to hide, I know you won't let me go. Fortress for my soul, my helper. You surround me, my comfort and my song. Your promise is my refuge, 'cause I know your love is strong. You have raised me from the ashes, set my feet on solid ground. I know you won't let me go. Fortress for my soul, my helper. Inside of my lungs, you give me strength when I am weak. You are the one who lifts me up. You are the way, you are the truth, you are the breath inside of my lungs.